You're listening to Freedom Train.
Freedom Train Online.com.
All right, you're listening to a special edition of The Roundtable. This features myself, Michael Dean, along with Q-Storm and Big Sexy and Sack. This actually spawned from another show, the current episode of Geeked Out. The conversation started to change toward the end here, so I thought it'd be fair to just create a whole different episode for this. Let me tell you this up front, that this is rated for M. This is rated M for mature, excuse me. There are some explicit language that goes down here, but since we're ready, we're here. Let's go.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how you do?
Remember me?
I'd have to lose all the brain cells in my head before I forget something as fine as you.
Does everyone need an audition to get with you?
You ain't got to go through all that shit.
Then I choose you.
Be cool, baby, okay?
Hey, bitch, come here. You got your motherfucking man, come here.
Mr. Pretty Tony, I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
You shade tree nigga. You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven for hoes. You're a car thief. A car thief. The one you got out there is probably hot as a firecracker right now.
It was $35,000,
right? $35,000 cash money?
No, I get $35,000 plus one, right?
The one I gave you.
No, you gave me six, though, right?
That's
it was
true.
One, I had one, it was six, and $35,000 plus one plus six leaves seven. $35,000 and seven, right? Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Nigga, next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, here.
There's the whole thing now of, I can find this, but people... Well, okay, we know the thing about Fantasia. You know, she was involved with apparently a guy who was married. And they, you know, had a relationship or whatever. And it had kind of broken the news a little bit. But she denied that she was having a relationship with this guy, even though she had his name tattooed on her neck. And then she got the tattoo changed so it didn't say his name. Still denied this guy. Come to find out, this guy had, you know, I think he had one kid or he had kids and he was either still married or just about to get separated or whatever. But come to find out, the wife of this guy is going to sue Fantasia because I guess there's some sort of law, and is it North Carolina they stay or South Carolina, where you can go after the person who had an affair with your spouse. And so she's suing her basically for a pretty big sum of money. And even I think in the deposition, Fantasia revealed, she finally admits that she revealed that she actually had an abortion of this guy's future child, which is shocking. And then there was an NBA player, or an ex-NBA player, and I don't have his name in front of me, which is not important. And he apparently... I guess this guy alleges that he stole this guy's fiance from him. So this guy is going to sue this NBA player, ex-NBA player, for $5 million because he stole his girl who wasn't married to. And I actually am kind of disgusted with that. Now, the Fantasia part, I think that is wrong to sue her, but and I say this in love, but at me as a man, I'm like, okay, well, those are women and, you know, emotions. She's a mother, blah, blah, whatever. But men, and I'm going to be a racial here. And I'm going to get racial here. Black men in 2010 or any era for that matter, and all men, if your girlfriend leaves you for another guy, and then you go and sue that guy, you are a bitch. What part of the game is that? Because as men, we've all lost some girlfriends. It's just a natural part of development. whether she moved on because she got tired of you, there wasn't no chemistry, his dick was bigger, whatever. But you don't go, oh, I'm going to go sue him. Oh, man, I heard, who's my man, Afro Nerd? What's the name they always say? Raekwon, I saw him with your girl. What? Oh, hell no. Nah. Tanisha, call her. Bring Tanisha, what the fuck was you with?
I ain't with you, I'm with him.
Oh, fuck that, I'm suing that nigga. What? How you going to sue him? You just lick your wounds and keep it moving. There's a great movie out there called The Mac. There's an excellent scene in that movie. Pretty Tony and Goldie, the lead character. I forget the girl. I forget the girl's name. She, very beautiful girl, walks into the room with all these men. And she was one of Pretty Tony's hoes. But she walks up to Goldie. And she's like, I don't like what you're doing. He's like, ah, oh, baby, get over here. And Pretty Tony has a problem. He's like, bitch, get over here. And Goldie said, partner, your bitch just chose me. You know the rules of the game. We can get in, we can handle this like some gentlemen, or we can get into some gangster shit. But, you know, he didn't say you can get into some lawsuits. She chose me. You want to fight? There's a great Tupac line. I can fight over bitches, nigga, because of play hate or something. How you? I just don't understand the mentality. Somebody please help me. Oh, so is that where we're at now? Big Sexy, should I? So if I lose a girlfriend, now of course this has to be in a state where you can allow this, I guess. But what do you think about this? Men suing other men because they took your girl? And I'm gonna go to you, Q Storm, because we got into a fiery debate, and I'm going to just say it right now. Q-Storm said that he would probably go ahead and sue that NBA player because they have a lot of money, and this would be his way of coming up.
Yes, you did.
You was trying to justify it. And I'm like, are you crazy? You would be labeled, like I said earlier, as a bitch. I don't care if you had a lot of money or not. You would be a joke. Just because we used the example of LeBron. It was like if you came in and your girl was doing LeBron when you came in and she decided to leave you for him, I'm like, well, that's messed up. And it would crush me. But what kind of man would you be to go sue him for some money? I'm questioning, like, so is he buying her from you? Or, like, are you that weak of a man that the guy who was giving her the dick is also going to give you the dick in terms of money? I mean, you have to take... You're going to basically get double effed because even if he gave you $1 million, you're going to be known as that guy. And then, you know, I'm putting him out.
All right. Listen.
Go ahead. I'm done.
See,
I'm out of here.
I'm chomping at the bit here. I'm like Big Ken would say, I'm like your boy Obi-Wan after Qui-Gon gets taken down and he waits for the door to open. Okay, I'm gonna let Big Sexy say his piece, and I'm gonna steal the floor. I'm taking the floor. Go ahead.
All right. Well, generally speaking, the men who we're talking about here, men and women, first of all, have to understand that people aren't property. So if a guy claims this girl is mine or whatever, that is a fallacy. Also, the only way I can think of him trying to get sued or to sue the basketball player would be for some type of emotional distress, which is an intentional tort, but that requires a whole different set of facts that needs to happen. There has to be some type of extreme and outrageous conduct aimed at the plaintiff, and taking his girl, that's not gonna get it done. Now, I'm not familiar with the states that are doing this, but the obvious constitutional issue here is, does the boyfriend have standing to sue? Meaning, can he show damages that have been caused him by the defendant? And taking somebody's woman, that's just not going to get it done. And on the non-legal front, I have to agree with Mike 100%. That's a punk move. You know, he's going for the deep pocket. It's like a lot of people who will walk into a Walmart or a Target, slip and fall. Oh, I fell. Oh, no. And try to get paid. Dude, you lost the battle. Don't be insecure. Your woman decides to tip off somewhere else, whatever. It's all good. We've all lost women. All women have lost men. Whatever. It's part of life. No reason to get litigious about it. And as an attorney, I love saying that, but as an attorney, we also have a duty not to bring frivolous lawsuits into court. So if I know a case is bullshit, I have to turn it down. And this sounds like some bullshit. Now, I'm saying that without knowing the state where this is taking place or their statutes on this type of thing. But in California, get out of here. No, hell no.
I found the story. Let me just read this real quick. This is TMZ. Former NBA star Antoine Walker is a cold-hearted, trash-talking home wrecker, at least according to a guy who's suing Walker for $5 million, claiming Antoine stole his fiance. Walker, who last played in the NBA in 2008, is accused of putting the moves on an estranged woman a few months ago and then laughing at her jilted man when she dumped his ass. It's all in a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Chicago, in which Kevin Jenkins says he actually caught his lady having an intimate moment with Walker back in October. But when he approached the two, Mr. Walker taunted and laughed at Jenkins with the intent of causing him emotional stress.
There it is.
At first reported by Media Takeout, Jenkins claims he became such an emotional basket case afterwards he thought about killing himself. Now he wants Antoine to fork over $5 million for ruining his life.
Okay, can I?
Go ahead.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yours.
Now, first off, I didn't hear those details. Now, to talk about you going to kill yourself over a woman, okay, that is a bitch move right there, okay? But when we were talking, I was speaking with a little bit more context involved, and that was in regards to we're talking about the Fantasia case, where in South Carolina there is, at least what I've seen on the internet, I don't know if it's true or not, but based on what I've read, there is grounds to sue for if someone steals your spouse from you, or someone, you know, quote unquote, wrecks the home. You do have a case. So I was simply saying that, you know, I can't say that if I had the right to do it, would I just completely say, no, I'm not going to do it? I'm not going to say I wouldn't think about it particularly, because at that point, whether it's right or wrong, it's just I understand why someone would say, you know what, let's make this money. I can understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but you can't sit up here and tell me that if you have a right to sue and you could possibly pull down $5 million, you're not going to sit there and say, I got bills to pay, I got a mortgage. You might come to your senses and say, well, okay, that's not really the way I want to go out. But you can't tell me that you wouldn't at least consider it if you have a case. The other thing I would say to it is, what would you rather see? Would you rather see two black men shooting each other or fighting in the street? Or would you rather see them taking care of this issue in the court, where, quote unquote, have a case to be disputed in court?
Why they got to be shooting in the street? Why didn't he just say, I got your girl? And he laughed at him, whatever he said. And dude was like, okay, that relationship is done, and kept it moving. Why does it have to be either take it to the street or go to the courts? Why can't we always have done what we normally do? Just walk away from it.
I'm going to put it out there, and I hope that phone nerd's listening, because I think he might fall down on my side. A lot of our people are not that mature, Mike.
Wow.
A lot of our athletes are not that mature when it comes to feeling like they've been castrated, or feeling like their manhood's been threatened or challenged. And that's just a fact. We, you know, I see case after case where people are shot or beaten or whatever over some stupid shit. So,
but that didn't happen. There was no assault in this. This happened in October. He obviously walked away with no confrontation, physical or anything. He could have just been done. His girl left him. He went to file this lawsuit. He didn't try to run up on him. He was anyway. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's not necessarily something I would do myself, but I can understand why someone would do it if they have a legal, what's the word, if there's a precedent for it, if they're standing in the law, or if they have, what I want to say, if there is a legal
No, standing is the proper phrase.
Okay. If there's a standing in the law that says that is that I have a case.
Would you have done it? Because you were saying it's a little bit different, I must say. You were talking about you could be, like, famous and you might get book deals and all that stuff.
Oh, yes, you're right. I'll qualify what I said. I think I said, if I remember, I said, you know, Mike, let's say you were the guy who had gotten jilted, right?
Right.
And if you were to make a case, and I base this, now, you know, Mike, I respect you immensely, okay? But I'm basing this on all of the idiot knuckleheads that have become millionaires. Jersey Shore, I point directly to that show, who've become millionaires making asses of themselves. And I would say, I could completely understand you filing that case, if there were grounds for the case, because you would be plastered all over the country, and everyone who saw you would say, that's, what's his name, Michael Dean, CEO of Freedom Train? Oh, let me go check out Freedom Train.
No.
Your site would blow up.
No, they wouldn't say that.
I'm not saying that is a good reason to do it, but I'm saying it's an understandable motive to getting to a certain position where you might want to be.
All right.
And I don't think people that do that are seen as idiots. I think that was another dynamic we were talking about. You know, you might become successful, but I think your position was you would be successful for being an idiot. And I think in today's society, I think this is a terrible thing. I don't think people who make idiots of themselves for the big bucks are seen necessarily as idiots. I think they're almost put on pedestals, God forbid.
Flavor.
So that was the other element of that argument we were having. Not argument, but that debate.
Well, okay, I'm going to just come back a little bit. I don't think they would have seen, I'm going to personalize it again. If they would have been like, oh, there's Michael Dean, CEO of whatever this company. First, they wouldn't be saying that. Because I can imagine, first I'd be a Z-level celebrity at that point on the status of the people you said, Jersey Shore, and Flavor Flav, Cato Caitlin. What's the guy who got his dick cut off?
Oh.
Bobbitt. You'd be on that level. And so you'd be, and then the terms of, in the time of when you were like, when it was really in the news, you'd be on Howard Stern, for instance. And now Howard Stern, it's not going to say, oh, well, you're the CEO. He's going to be like, oh, you're the guy who LeBron was doing his girl. Do you think his dick was bigger than yours? I mean, who was better? You would be a joke. You would be clowned as a joke. That's just to me. I know that's how I look at that type of stuff. I don't put them on no pedestal. I don't put Flavor Flav on a pedestal. He's a clown. Like,
well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Are the people of Jersey Shore clown? Is Levi Johnson, who deserves to be clown, but is being clown every
time? Let me
show.
Say this. I know nothing of that show. I've never seen it. I know none of the people involved, so I can't really say that. I don't know. I've never seen it.
I can point out any number of reality the Real Housewives of any of those fucking states. Are they clowns?
Very much.
No, they're not clowns.
Yes, they are.
The ratings are going through the roof.
Because it's buffoonery. Of course, the ratings are going through the roof. Now, ask you this. You said something about Jersey Shore being millionaires. One, I don't know that, but I do know that the Housewives of Atlanta, I only say that it's a bigger show because I've actually heard of this show and have seen them all over the net. I know that they are not millionaires, and some of them have filed for bankruptcy, and they have a huge, highly rated show. But the money is not going to them. It's going to the producers and the station, and I would imagine it. I think MTV, is that where Jersey Shore comes on? Yeah. I wouldn't think MTV changes status quo for that show as opposed to all the other successful reality shows who they've made stars of, and now all of a sudden they're going to make them millionaires. At best, I don't think most of them what's the dude, Eric from The Grind, The Real World. I know he wasn't no millionaire. None of these guys on those shows are millionaires unless there's maybe one or two that come through, but I don't know if those guys are that big. They are known for 15 minutes at best. Z level. They're not, the first thing out of your mouth is not that they're the CEO of some company that is not the basis of why they're popular. You're only going to know them for what they're popular for.
You just put your finger on it. Put your finger on it. Okay. Once you look at, what's that clown's name, The Situation? Once he pulls up his shirt, Okay, that's
who,
it.
Who is this?
He shot a complete wad right there. That's it.
I don't know who you're talking
about.
I'm sorry.
If Michael Dean were to put this lawsuit in court or whatever, okay, and people see what freedom, and because of that notoriety, people see what Freedom Train is about, because there's no way you're going to convince me that people aren't going to see you and see that lower third font that says Michael Dean, www.freedomtrainonline.com.
If they put
there's
that
no
on
not
you.
Gonna go to it.
If they put that on you.
You have more, there's more about you beyond that case that would propel you forward, because you got the notoriety. Now people are checking out what you're about to see. Who is this fool?
Did you go check out Kevin Jenkins?
Oh, he got this website. Oh, I like this website. Y'all need to check this out.
Can I ask you a question?
The one we're
actually talking about, who is a real life example of this, Kevin Jenkins is his name. They make
Kevin
no mention
Jenkins.
Of where he works or what he does. I didn't go look his name up in Google to see what else he does. I could care less. The story is right here. You think that they're going to be like, they would care enough? They would be like, if they even say what my job was or what they thought I was doing, oh, he runs an internet business. They wouldn't be like, let's give him some free links and let's go put, they don't care about that. Just like this story, they could care less. I'm not the celebrity. So they would never pump me up. If it was against any, that's what I'm saying. They're not going to put that in there. They're just going to put you, it's a 5-minute story.
Is he the ex-basketball player?
No, the Kevin Jenkins is the guy who's suing, who would be me, right? He would be me, the nobody.
I thought you said he was an ex-NBA player.
No, Anton Walker is the ex-NBA player.
Okay, I guarantee you, if Kevin Jenkins had
here's the thing. You don't know if he does or not, because they're not going to put it in there anyway. You don't know what he does. That's my point. They're not going to put his work on there. Why would they do that? They could care less if it was a website or he worked for whatever. Unless he was like some prominent position in law enforcement or something like that. They could care less. He's a nobody. He's the other name in this story from the guy who is somewhat known.
It's the same reason that Levi Johnson, who I think is a complete moronic idiot, gets on all these talk shows and they mention his book.
I don't know who that is.
I guarantee you, if he had something he was trying to publish, whether it be a website, a song, or a book, that would be in that TMZ link that you're looking at.
Big Sexy, what's your take, man? And we will wrap it up on this.
Well, I don't know who Levi Johnson is.
I don't either.
But a lot of people...
Levi Johnson, he's the guy who married Sarah Palin's daughter. I don't know why anyone is paying attention to this fool, but he's getting played.
Is he?
Seen him on three shows in the last month.
Being
an idiot.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
I know who he is.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You would know who the person is, but you would be known as an idiot. You wouldn't know because he's this other stuff. It wouldn't trickle down. And even if it did, you still know him as being the idiot. And my point is, I would never put myself in that position. I said this. What I would do if I did something like that, I would tell my lawyer, I said, listen, possibly, like if it was LeBron, right? Go holler at him off the record and see if he want to come with a number. Now, if he don't, I'm not going to subject myself to some long, drawn out court thing and be all on TV on Blast Street. I'm the guy who got this girl took. And I'm trying to get money out this other brother because I feel like he needs, even if the law was there, I personally wouldn't do it. Like I said, I'd rather get to him on off the books and see if you want to do it on that level. But would I pursue the big lawsuit? Nah, I couldn't. I just couldn't do it, man. It ain't in my DNA. Not like that. Mm-mm. But I'm Big Sexy. If you were still continuing on, my bad. Go ahead, sir.
That's not a problem, but again, keep in mind, this is fallout from our reality TV culture. You know, somebody mentioned Fantasia earlier, Flavor Flav, all these American Idol people, and I don't give a damn about these people. But they're going to strike while the iron's hot, which is, I'm going to go ahead and say it. You, myself, Q-Storm, we are all intelligent men. We're not going to do that. We're not going to play to the lowest common denominator. We're not going to, play the buffoon for the shortfall now. We have, grand grander visions and things we want to accomplish. But to the people who don't do that, you know, they're essentially saying, look, I'll give you a buck if you eat this worm. Okay. And the people are eating worms and it's on TV. Right. You know, I'm sick of seeing these people. And it just drives me batshit. I remember hearing a story about Levi Johnson a couple of years ago, how he said, well, I'll go on Dancing with the Stars. What? Who are you? You know, and just these shows, Dancing with the Stars, Skating with the Stars, that one heifer who was on Johnny K plus 8. I don't give a damn about you. You know, now you got people just spitting out kids just to have a reality show. It's ridiculous. People will do anything for their 15 minutes, but as a producer, I see why they do this, because again, if I'm a producer and I go to Flavor Flav, hey Flav, here's $100. Just be yourself for an hour and I'll videotape it. I take that videotape, sell it to VH1 for, you know, $10 million, I'm paid. You know, there you go.
But that's the producer. I understand his role. I'm just talking about the guy who would subject himself to that ridicule. And in terms of this case, I just find it very funny style on a man level that you would sue over something like that. That's all I was saying. You know, and then we you know, it just goes in. It's just like, and but to prove your point as well, I hold up Kim Kardashian to that. And here is a girl who is only famous, got into it because she was on tape, taking dick, sucking dick, getting fucked. There was no talent. I mean, well, you could say it was talented, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't for her doing anything. It was because Ray J put the sex tape out. And now here she is. Exactly. Exactly. And now he's a Z-list or even bigger, whatever. But it's just, that's the same type of thing. I personally wouldn't get down, like, because to me, I've never seen her show. I see her all over the place, but I just know her as the girl who looked fine. She was taking dick. I mean, that's what I know her. Maybe she is smarter than that and all this, but the bottom line is that's, to me, I don't know, maybe that's how I look at it. I still look at it as it's kind of a smirky type of thing. Bottom line, you suck dick. And don't, you know, you're not really dropping no knowledge on nobody. All this other stuff you're doing. I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle, but let's keep it 100. Keep your mouth shut and play your role. And your role was to be the sex tape girl. Don't try to act like you're doing something to save the world. You got a long way to go because you came in the game on some foul, you know, felonious, lower tier behavior, to take D-Bird's terminology. So, you know, it's just like, whatever, man. And a lot of people get into the... this is the same thing as Montana Fishburne. Where is she at?
What are you talking about? Well, yeah.
Where is she at? Because she's doing this. She's doing basically what you said. Where her career? She should be blowing up. How come we're not talking about her businesses? She's not taking dick.
That's a whole other dimension, because you get into race now, because... I agree with you. Kim Kardashian put out a sex tape, and now she's blowing up. She has fragrances, clotheslines, all this crap. Montana Fishburne, who is a bigger name than Kim Kardashian was before she became Kim Kardashian, is nowhere to be found. And I think there's another dynamic at play there. But I get what you're saying.
Well, whether you say it's because she's black or whatever, that's probably true in some regards. But at the end of the day, she ain't doing nothing new. Kim Kardashian was kind of one of the first ones to do that. So you're going to have to go on a whole nother level, which she did, to literally, you know, hardcore-ness. But still, it's like, we ain't going to celebrate you just for that. We done already seen that. It ain't nothing. You ain't doing nothing. You're not going to get big. You're going to be known as that girl. And you just, you know, look at your dad. What do you say? You say, you the hell out of it. She ain't my daughter. He disowned you. So, Michael's rants. But, you know, it is what it is. Listen, people, we want to apologize for going off topic. But I will say this. This is the type of, you know, discussion, the banter that you're going to start this. You might get hear a lot of here on Freedom Training, because it's got a lot of stuff to talk about and to say. And we try and get it all out. So we want to appreciate you for listening, sticking with us for this show. I think we did about 2 hours here, maybe even longer. Whoa. So I really appreciate that. Before we go, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Big Sexy and Sack. Thank you, sir. And tell us about your blog, man.
Well, in the midst of the chaos over the last few weeks, I haven't really had a chance to update my blog in the kitchen with Big Sexy .blogspot.com. But tomorrow night, I am doing a field trip to a very, very highly rated restaurant here in Sacramento, and I'm going to be reporting on my experiences there, plus sharing the menu and my take on it, and I'm going to try to recreate some of the things that they do. Look forward to this one.
All right. And also, I heard a little WikiLeak about you, sir, that you missed some sort of event in your home area. You know what I'm talking about?
Me?
Like Brown Mark and...
Oh! All right, Jason. Okay. Yeah, my buddy Jace, he did some auditioning and did some playing with Brown Mark, and I missed it.
Wow. Could have had a Prince podcast exclusive. All right. Kardashian debit card canceled after criticism. Who's going to put their money in a Kardashian credit?
Yeah, I saw that too. That shows how stupid those girls are.
I respect the hustle. You can go from, you know, getting bucked to having your debit card. She's a hustler, man. She is a hustler. And she's fine. Whatever. Q-Storm, homie. Thank you once again for going toe-to-toe with me, you know, sparring and jabbing. Shut me up sometimes. I love it, man. I love you for that. Anything you want to put out there to the people?
I'm just doing me right now. Just keeping it moving. And I still got the webpage up, www.qstorm.com. I've been putting a lot of news bits and trivia on my Facebook page, Michael Jones. You can search for me there. And, things are good. Business is starting to turn around.
Nice. Love that. All right, so there you have it, Geeked Out, freedomtrainonline.com. And yo, we will see you next time. Peace. Go to the phone. But Precious was a ghetto girl. Could be no sex without that gold Lexus. But Lil Trigger was heartbroken. He had to get his papers. Seeing visions of people smoking and niggas catching vapors. Got his man from around the corner. We call him Lil Mo. Been in so many reform schools. They had to let him go. Here's where the plot thickens. They got a plot to make a profit with their Glock spitting. They call him smart. Hitting blocks with their guns blowing. Somebody's gonna die tonight. Still no one's known. So they kept going, catching dealers coming out they car. With Lex and Bob, two semi-automatic knives. Them niggas died. Plus nobody in the hood cried. It's like they celebrate the death and wish they could die. So peep the lesson, but wait a minute, back to Precious. She's snorting dope in the backseat of Trigg's Lexus. Teardrops and closed caskets. Precious was the victim from a dime to a nickel. Hoping God's blessings stick with you. Picture the neighborhood kingpin who's getting bigger. Familiar face, but a man now. It's Lil Trigger. Now Lil Mo was a soldier to the fullest. Down for his homies, always the first to spit bullets. All he wanted was to be a thug. Never pictured his truest homeboy would fall in love. His way get ya. Now Precious is pregnant. Lil Trigger is happy. He wants to marry you now. Not knowing he ain't the daddy. Precious was slow, while Lil Trigger was making dope. She slipping to secret places and getting with Lil Mo. The neighborhood's buzzing, now people are talking. Lil Trigger's getting pics of the both of them walking. Head to head, couldn't understand how his baby's mama could disappear with another man and his best friend. Now jealousy's dangerous, and if you don't believe me, then watch the way that this story ends, and maybe you'll see. There ain't no heroes or villains, ain't no pleasure in killing. Just the smoke from the cap pillar. A man with no feelings and closed caskets. Man with no villains and closed caskets.
adding the tricks to these tales. How many people have died? How many are little tales? Although best friends before, no trigger and more. They in the all-out world of a fiend. They know behind the curtains their privacy. Plus it's already laid down. The results is the same with different names and it turns out.
Y'all know how it is. Same old thing in the same old town. Lil Trick got his nose wide open off this one trick. Now he's played out. Figures Lil Mo
was plotting plans on getting bigger. Precious, what's his way to put his hands on Lil Trigger?
All the while, let's look at Precious. Too dumb to see what's going down.
Too doped up to ask questions.
Used to be comrades,
but now we blast on sight.
What could be so bad?
Got what we last tonight.
From misdemeanors to felonies, small time to selling keys. I can't believe the shit they telling me. They open fire, three bodies drop, so call a cop.
Precious, Lil Mo and Trigg.
Teardrops and closed caskets.
And QD3 in this motherfucker.
Drops and closed caskets. We dedicate this to all the fallen comrades.
That's right.
All the homies that didn't make it to see this day.
Rest in peace.
You know what I mean? I know it's hard out there. But teardrops and closed caskets. It's like that's all we got to look forward to these days. Murders, brothers dying, funerals. It's like I done ran out of suits, homie. I done ran out of tears. We gonna have to do something, y'all. We gonna have to do something. I know all these mothers is tired of seeing the same thing.
Rest in peace.
Teardrops and closed caskets. I send this out to Tunes, Geronimo, and to Harvey. All the fallen comrades, all the soldiers.
To the homie Booney, rest in peace, nigga.
All the homies that fell. All the homies. May God bless your families. All
right.
May you always live in a motherfucking heart and a thug nigga's heart forever. Rest in peace, nigga. May your enemies be deceased.